This is the Seedbed Daily Text. The Word of God and the Words of God, Part 2. John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Consider this. In the beginning was the Word. There are the words of God, and there is the Word of God. But let's be clear about something. The words of God in Scripture, as in every single word, are the Word of God. Scripture does not contain God's Word. Scripture is God's Word. Full stop. Period. And because the Holy Scripture is the Word of God, it is authoritative. It carries the authority of the author, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Word was with God. This is the most fundamental and foundational doctrine of our faith. Despite all manner of heretical scholarship and false teaching concerning Holy Scripture that has arisen from the earliest days of the church to the present day, it remains the uncompromised, unscathed, and unassailably authoritative Word of God. We do not sit in judgment over the Word of God. The Word of God sits in judgment over us. And the Word was God. There are the words of God, which are the Word of God, and then there is the Word of God, who is the person of God Himself, God the Son, the second person of the Trinity. He was with God in the beginning. Let's rehearse again the affirmation we began with yesterday. We read Scripture with, in, through, for, and because of Jesus. We read Scripture as Christians, the followers of Jesus, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, through our participation in the body of Christ, the church, and in fellowship with the communion of saints. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. The Word of God created the world by speaking the words of God. And from nothing came everything. Hear the words of God through the inspired apostolic voice of Paul to the Colossians. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Colossians 1:15-17. The Word of God, who is the image of God, fashioned human beings in his very image, male and female, and breathed into us the breath of life. In him was life, And that life was the light of all mankind. Light and life. This is the essence of the Creator and the creation, and we see them perfectly manifest in the creative genius of the Word of God through this marvelous articulation of the words of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. First word, last word, God's word. The prayer. Father, thank You for Your word, which endures forever. Thank You for the preexistence of Your word. Before anything ever was, You were. Thank You for Your Son, who is the Word of God, who is the image of the invisible God, the exact representation of Your being. And thank You that all things hold together in the Word of God. Thank You for the way Your Spirit helps us to grasp these incomprehensible mysteries and to marvel at them. There is nothing to do but stand in awe and bow in worship. I pray in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen. The question, can you get to a place of wonder and awe at the majesty of these revelations from the words of God concerning the Word of God? Do they fill your heart and mind with a spirit of worship? If not, ask for this to be the case. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.